Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? That was Jasmine Sullivan with Brand New. That's a hot little track. If you're just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. I've also got my crew on the line. I have celebrity talent manager Jahira on the line with us. What's up, Jahira?
Hey. Happy Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on? Happy to be back on, guys.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. I've been looking forward to Sunday. Let me go ahead and bring in pro makeup artist and beauty ambassador for the also elegant, forever popular Chanel beauty brand, Mr. Sir Charles. What's going on, Sir Charles?
Hey, what's up? What's good? How's
Not
it going,
much.
ladies?
A
Gentleman of the hour and a half.
Right. It's going great. Today is actually a beautiful day outside, even though it's a little cloudy, but the temperature is just right because I have been baking the last few days in the sun. It has been
Ooh.
crazy hot and humid, and I've been out in the sun, and I'm just glad for it to be a little, just, a little cooler. It's still like in the 80s, but it's better than the 90s and 100s. So I am enjoying today's weather, definitely.
Lucky you.
Wow.
I have to say, I have enjoyed it today too. I came home, I worked out, then after working out, I laid out by the pool. I didn't get in the pool, but I did lay out, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a big ugly cloud came through and decided
Oh
to
no.
pour down. So
Oh
so
my
it's okay because I
God.
had to get in the house anyway and start getting ready for, the evening. But it was cool. And then I'm looking on the phone and I'm like, I have never seen this before in my life. Have you guys ever seen an air quality alert in effect?
On your phone?
Yes, from the National Weather Service, an air quality alert.
No, oh my, that is awful. No, I have never seen that ever before.
Neither have I. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? What?
Clearly,
I
this
need
means you can stay inside doors. This is not safe.
And I'm sitting here laid out by the pool, enjoying the weather, and then I find this out. I'm like, oh my Jesus. Pray for me, y'all.
It's gonna be all right. You made it in just in time, Jahira.
I did. I hope so. If y'all don't hear from me next Sunday, you know what happened.
Right, we know something.
Or throughout the week.
My
Lord.
God, that's crazy. Well, despite all the madness, you guys, I'm excited about tonight's show. I do want
Yay.
to, yay! I know we have a great show, you guys. I'm about to tell you what's going on in just a second, but I do want to remind everybody that this week coming up, starting tomorrow through Sunday of next week, it is Dollhouse Radio's anniversary week. So we are celebrating 6 years in online radio, and Dollhouse Radio started out with one show, you guys, one show way back when, sometime in 2009, and now there are 15 shows here on Dollhouse Radio. So we are celebrating the growth and 6 years in online radio, and you just never know what may happen next week. So you want to make sure that you are tuned in to each and every show. Check the schedule. Make sure you visit us on www.dollhouseradio.com. See what shows are airing and tune in and just enjoy and help us celebrate for next week. And of course, you can just call in and say, what's up? Happy anniversary. Whatever you want to do. And you can always call us at 646-595-4038, you guys. So I just wanted to make sure that I throw that out there for you, all of you out there listening. And so for tonight, okay, first of all, we have a special guest coming on to the show. Yes, we have an indie artist. She's actually one of Dollhouse Radio's independent music artists. And she actually has quite a nice little resume, you guys. And she's talented, beautiful young lady by the name of Takara Hamilton, and we are super excited to have her on Beauty and Beats tonight. She will be with us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, so don't you miss it. And of course, we've got beauty news for you. I actually have a little bit of a style report for you guys this week. We've got entertainment news. We just got a lot going on. So we hope you just kind of chill out and relax and tune in and call your friends and tell them to tune in and just enjoy the show tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Give us a call, 646-595-4038.
Yes, indeed. So, you guys, we're going to go ahead and just get into a really quick break here. And then when we come back, we'll get into what's going on in the beauty world for you guys. So, first, we're going to start off with the Dial House Radio announcements here. And then I think we're going to play a little bit of Audrey Joelle with her track. So you guys stay tuned for that. Let me cue up these announcements real quick. And here we go.
You are tuned in to Dial House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dial House Radio family by visiting our website at www.dialhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dial House Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dial House Radio? Please email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dialhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffiths the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Come celebrate 6 years in online radio with us as we turn up for Anniversary Week, Monday, July 20th through Sunday, July 26th. Enjoy special guests on all of our shows and much more. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dial House Radio by following us on Twitter at @DialHouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
I like it. something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do a thing like the games go from bedside. Only need what you're giving. The rest, my ain't too proud to beg, that's where the left eye. All alone with a nightcap, with me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you, though, I know you like that.
Like that.
All right, guys, we are back. That was Audrey Joelle featuring Messiah with Like It Like That. And if you like that track, please let us know. You can give us a call at 646-595-4038. That is definitely one of the Dial House Radio Spotlight artists. So if you like that song, we'd like to know what the fans, the listeners that are listening in, what they think about the track. So make sure you call us up. And, of course, if you ever just want to hear it, you can always call in and request it as well. If you are just tuning in, you're tuned into Beauty and Beats here on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. I've got my co-host on the line, celebrity talent manager Jahira, and also pro makeup artist and beauty ambassador for Chanel, Sir Charles. So we are about to get into the show, you guys. We have a great show planned. Right now, I am about to let you know what's good in the beauty world. So this is always my favorite, one of my favorite parts of the show. So just recently, earlier this week, MAC, you know, MAC, everyone loves MAC, of course, but they were tweeting out earlier this week, actually on July 16th, if you follow MAC Cosmetics, either on their Instagram page or on Twitter, they were tweeting about the new collection. It is the MAC Selena collection in honor of Selena, and I know you guys know exactly what I'm talking about because I am a huge Selena fan. They are launching a collection for Selena. And this is actually going to be at the beginning. It's coming in 2016. So you guys, get ready for that. It looks like her sister, Suzette, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Jahira. Quintanilla? Is that right? Am I saying that right?
I think so. I don't know how to pronounce it either.
I apologize if I am butchering the last name, but Suzette Quintanilla actually collaborated with MAC to create this collection. So she helped put the finishing touches on the line, and I know that there are just like millions and millions of Selena fans out there, and for those who are beauty enthusiasts, you guys get ready because this is going to be exciting. Suzette did tell in a magazine with U.S. Magazine, she said she is so excited that MAC Cosmetics will be releasing a collection in honor of her sister Selena. So that should be something super exciting coming up for you guys to check out. Also, if you guys are fans of Urban Decay, then you probably already know that the Urban Decay Smoky Palette has come out. They had Urban Decay, their original palettes that came out. I think there's like four palettes in this collection that came out. There's Naked 1, Naked 2, Naked 3, and now they've got the Urban Decay Smoky Palette. It actually came out and then like sold out right away, but if you guys are still looking to pick it up, it is back in stock now. You can pick it up at UrbanDecay.com, on UrbanDecay.com, or you can pick it up in your Ulta or Sephora stores. It is retailing for $54. So if you guys are interested in checking out that palette, then definitely make sure you check it out online at urbandecay.com or check it out in your local Ulta or Sephora stores. I definitely want to make sure that I tell you guys about that. Also, it seems like since Caitlyn Jenner has kind of come out and, you know, just finally was able to tell her truth and get out there, other people have come forward as well. And what I thought was really cool that was in the news, there is a transgender model by the name of Andrea Pejic. I hope I didn't butcher that name either. Sorry, you guys. But if you guys are familiar with the huge makeup brand, Makeup Forever, then they have a new campaign coming out, and Andrea Pejic is the face and is featured in this new campaign video that they have put together. So you definitely, you guys want to check that out. Make sure that you check out the campaign for Makeup Forever starring this transgender model, who actually looks very stunning. Makeup is completely on point. I will post a link out to the campaign video for you guys to check out and see what this campaign is all about. So those are the new goodies going on in the beauty world so far for this week. So, Sir Charles, is there anything new and fresh going on in the Chanel world over there with you?
There's a fragrance that just launched last week, so that's really nice. It just came out. It's a real fresh, summery scent. It has orange, cedar, and jasmine, so it's really nice and light for the summertime.
Nice. And what's the name of this fragrance?
It's called Chance Eau Vive.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a fourth addition to the Chance collection.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out, you guys. I am a fragrance whore. I have to say that. Like,
me too.
Love stuff. Yeah. Love
my
stuff.
Smell good.
That smells good. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm that person, if you smell good, I will just be like, I'm sorry, but you smell really good. I just wanted to say that.
Have you smelled the, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to let you guys finish this one and get through with your nails. I don't want to talk about another predator.
Oh, no, it's all good. I'm done. Brad, that's
I'm
the only thing.
I'm finished now. What were you going to say?
Have you smelled that Jimmy Choo perfume?
No, not yet. Which one? I know he had like
it's
two
like the original one. It's an original it's an original one. I forgot the name of it. Let me
Is
just
it
say
in a blue bottle. I think it's like a blue colored bottle.
No. It's a clear bottle. But that perfume, I'm in heaven.
Mm.
And I'm still a fan of can't believe I just drew a blank. Teresa MacArthur, the Angel. I'm still a fan of Angel.
Yeah. You know, my best friend is a huge fan of Angel, too. Yes, definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I love
but that's
smell
cool.
Good
I definitely got to try that Chanel one because I love me some Chanel, too. Like, they got some really good smells. Smelly, smelly.
Awesome.
Yeah, you ladies will have to check it out.
Definitely.
I'm going to tweet that one out as well, you guys, so you can check out that fragrance and see how you like it. I definitely love fragrances that have that, like, fresh smell to it. You know, you just get out the shower and you spray it on, you just smell good all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I love people that smell good. Okay, sorry, guys.
I know. It's all good. Yeah, you got to, man. Can't be walking out around here smelling like Doritos.
Right. No, that's never good, guys. Never. No. Not in this heat either. Don't do it.
Right, for a lady or a man.
Right. But you guys, that wraps up my beauty news for this week. So make sure that you check out those things. Look forward to the Max Selena collection that is coming out in 2016. I'm sure that's going to be a big hit. Also, the Makeup Forever campaign that's coming out with transgender model Andrea Pejek. Make sure you check that out. I will be tweeting out the link to that campaign video. And definitely don't forget to pick up your Urban Decay smoking palettes, because I'm pretty sure they are going to sell out again. They're like, the beauty community is like crazy huge, and it is continuously growing. And like, every, I get emails when stuff first come out at MAC, and as soon, I get the email, right, like the same day, and I'm like, oh, there's it, there's the email. I click on the link, it's sold out. I don't know what these people do, but, you know, I don't know I get the email, click on the link, and it's already sold out. I'm like, really? And it always comes out online before it actually is released in the stores. It usually comes out, I want to say, either a couple of days to a week before it's actually launched in the stores. So I usually have to just buy it in the stores because it's always just sold out. So anyway, you guys, that wraps up my beauty news, and we're going to go ahead and get into another quick music break here. We still have coming up, I've got a style report coming up for you guys. Also, Jahira's got the entertainment news for you. Mm-hmm. Do not forget. Yes. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we have Miss Takara Hamilton coming through to chat with us, and she has brought some new music as well. So we're going to check that out. So you guys, don't go anywhere. Make sure that you stay locked in. We're about to get into this track by Griff Is The One. He is actually a spotlight artist for Dollhouse Radio as well. And his track is called Boat Flip. This is Griff Is The One with Boat Flip.
I brought my niggas on this cruise with me, and we gon' ride until the boat flip. Tell the boat flip, we make that boat flip. Until the boat flip, we ride until the boat flip. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me, and we gon' ride until the boat flip. Tell the boat flip, yeah. We make that boat flip, and sell a boat flip. We ride and sell a boat flip. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me, and we gon' ride and sell a boat flip. No need to be ashamed if I lose. If I lose, I ain't next for no answers, just some clues. I used to cut dope in cheap hotel rooms. Knew it was a 10, I could tell by the fumes. I was good with a strainer and a spoon. On the block 5 more until noon. Started off with an eclipse, then I copped the whole moon. New money always seemed to heal all them old wounds. The power of success could drive a man to his doom. Watch my cousin lose his life for a North Calhoun. They shot him on the steps, bullets bounced off the storm door. My grandmama heard it all the way on the third floor. Oh shit, this one thing I won't forget. How quick a slick tongue can get your throat slit. Whoa. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me, and we gon' ride and sell a boat flip. Sell a boat flip, we make that boat flip. Sell a boat flip, we ride and sell a boat flip. Yeah. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me, and we gon' ride and sell a boat flip. The hatred in my city is enormous. My man Pete told me that on Old York and St. George's, but the motivation from it is insurance. That I will not fail, or it's back to the scale. Got off course, now I'm on track to prevail. I'm a horse, a third generation Clydesdale. Might as well bring the truth to the game that's been missing. I'm one, click, clack, clack, I'm going to prison. Through the trials and tribulations we've been facing, got me pacing. Internal beef is getting started from lack of communication. But I'm patient enough to know that time teaches. And if you stay in muddy water, you gon' find leeches. All I need is some bands and a bad girl with some fine features. This is for them non-believer bottom feeders. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat flip. Tell the boat flip. We make that boat flip. Tell the boat flip. We ride until the boat flip. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat flip. You can choose to win or lose with me. And we can ride until the boat flip. When it's beef, you down to make the news with me? Then we can ride until the boat flip. You putting up half the bus to smooth with me? Then we can ride until the boat flip. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. Then we can ride until the boat flip. Until the boat flip. Until that boat flip. Until that boat flip. We ride until the boat flip. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat flip. Until the boat flip. We make that boat flip. Until the boat flip. We ride until the boat flip. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride until...
All right, you guys. We are back. That was Griffith the One with his track, Boat Flip. He is one of Dial House Radio's indie spotlight artists. So, guys, let us know what you think about that track. Call us up at 646-595-4038. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Beauty and Beats on the one and only Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. I've got my co-host on the line, Jahira and Sir Charles. And we are just coming back from our What's New in Beauty segment. So if you guys missed it, you can always go back and check out our shows on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com. /Dial House Radio. And of course, we always tweet out the show link as well. So you can always go through and click on that link and you can listen to the show at any time you would like over and over again. So we're back. So, you guys, these months are flying by. Like, I can't believe that it's crazy. Like, it will be. Fall very soon.
Yeah, one of my favorite weathers.
Really? Two parts off. Yay.
Yeah, I love spring and fall.
Those are my two favorites. The spring is my actual, really, and true favorite, though.
Aww.
And you know why?
Why, Jahira?
Because my birthday's in spring.
That's right. I should have known the answer to that one, right?
Yes, out of everybody, especially you, Miss Taurus.
Yes, shout out to all the Taurus out there. Yes.
So, Charles, what's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius, half man, half horse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard that.
Well, shout out to the Sagittarius out there too, because you know we gotta show them love.
Sagittarius out there.
Yeah, we some tough cookies, but you know that's just how we go. We ain't gonna take no.
Okay.
There's a few geniuses out there, so I ain't mad at y'all.
But y'all Tauruses, y'all cool too, you know. I don't know much about a Taurus, but, you know, I'm learning since I've been a part of the Dial House family and that, and, you know.
Yes, we are down to earth and loyal. Okay, I'm not going to go through our zodiac.
I know, because it's just a long list of greatness.
Right. We'll have to say that for another time. But
right. We'll do an episode about horoscopes and particular Taurus and Sagittarius.
Yes, definitely, definitely. But fall is coming right around the corner. It's almost August. I can't believe it. And actually, spring and fall are both my favorite seasons as well. It's like the perfect weather during that time. So I thought I would give you guys a little bit of a style report coming up for the fall season so everybody can be stylishly fabulous this season. So I actually looked at the Pantone style report for fall 2015. This is the color report. So, and I thought that there were some really, really gorgeous colors that are going to be popping this fall season. So I wanted to tell you guys about that. So a lot of, I would say, earthy tones and kind of jewel tones will be playing a major part this season. So you guys can look forward to that. So one of the colors for the fall color report is, they call it Oak Buff. And in this color family, there are your tans, your peaches, or pale peaches, as I like to say, and your taupes. And you can pretty much pair up anything with those colors. I mean, you can wear your, you know, those colors, and then add a pop of bright color to it. You can do just about anything. And the colors look good on all skin tones. So I definitely think that's going to be a hot color for this fall season. Also, the next color on the list is amethyst orchids, which is really like your jewel tone purple, or, you know, the color of a beautiful amethyst gemstone. You guys know how I love gemstones. So with this color, you guys definitely can wear any shade of this color. I mean, amethyst or purple in general, which is one of my favorite colors, comes in a variety of shades and tones. So I think that color looks absolutely beautiful on every skin tone. And you can play it up with gold accessories, silver accessories. I mean, you can just do whatever you want to do with that color. So I think that's super, super gorgeous. So look forward to wearing your jewel tone amethyst colors for this fall season. And following up in behind that is, they call it cadmium orange, but I call it burnt orange. It's the same thing. But this color will also be popping this fall season. But I think that orange is pretty popping any fall season. Orange and red, those colors right there just exude fall when you say them. So, but this particular color is definitely more towards the burnt orange tone, and also your flame red, your flame color red. So you can be sexy and fiery this fall, you guys, and your oranges and your reds. And this is another color I think looks good on all skin tones, from light to dark. So rock your reds this season, you guys.
And I was rocking my red lipstick yesterday.
Were
I guess
you?
I'm already in.
You know what? You look really pretty in red lipstick, too, and I've seen that, like, in your pictures. I was like, Tahira really looks cute in red lipstick.
Thanks,
love
yeah.
It. All right, guys. And our last color for the Pantone Fall Color Report is called Desert Sage. So you guys can imagine that is a green color. It's kind of anywhere from sage green to your khaki green color, or khaki green to sage green, however you want to say it. But that color will definitely be in for this season. That color also looks really good if you're pairing it up with some taupe, you know, something of that, or if you have like an accessory that's kind of taupe in color. Even a pale peach would actually go with that color. So you guys, those are the hot colors that are coming up for this fall season. You guys definitely want to make sure you are fall ready and sassy and sexy. So that is the color report. And also, I just found out, and maybe I'm just late, but I just found out that Nicki Minaj has a clothing collection that is designed for Target. Did anybody else know that?
No.
No, I did not.
Yes, Nicki Minaj has a made-for-Target clothing line, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I was like, okay. So she said you can be pretty on fleek at any price, and I said, go ahead, Nicki. So, yes, there are jumpsuits and maxi dresses and cute little form-fitting dresses. But, yes, that collection is available at Target stores. So if you ladies are looking to, you know, express your inner Nikki, you can definitely pick up her collection at Target. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to check her out. Check it out. Check it out.
Yes, Target is moving up in the world, okay?
I'm just saying. Wow. Guess we'll be up in Target more often.
That is crazy. So one last thing, and this is going to wrap up like my style report for you guys, but I've talked about JTV.com before for all you ladies who are looking for, you know, jewelry. I'm talking about like your gemstones, your diamonds, or your amethyst and whatever at an affordable price. And I told you before that they have flex pay, so you can kind of pay for it on the railway. But definitely check out JTV.com, it's Jewelry Television, and they have some awesome deals on jewels, gemstones, jewelry, all kinds of beautiful stuff. And what would look better paired up with these gorgeous colors for fall than some gemstones to rock it out with, you know? And one of the colors for fall is the garnet red, so you have to pick you up like some garnet jewelry. You have to. So don't forget, check out JTV.com. Get your gemstones, ladies. Rock it out with your fall colors this season. Yes, indeed. And that concludes my style report for you.
All right.
All right,
yeah.
Now.
Great news for us. We got our health. We got our styling. We got everything. Good job.
Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and break into a really quick break, and then Jahira, it is all you for our entertainment news, you guys. So make sure you stay tuned for that, because Jahira brings the tea for entertainment. Mm-hmm. So you guys,
y'all get ready.
Get ready, you guys. And don't forget, we've got Takara Hamilton coming up at 8 p.m., so you guys don't go anywhere. We're going to go ahead and get into this next track. I am feeling a little bit of... I guess I'm going to do this new track. This is a new track, you guys, by Bobby Valentino, featuring Michonne and Jay Owens. This is called Freaking You. So you guys, check out this track and then let us know what you think about it.
Freaking you is cute or whatever. She say my man her best, I'm like, well, you can do better. Girl, play with me never, I'ma let you play with this cheddar. I'ma get you hot and get you wet and have you under that weather. Somebody bring an umbrella, I'm on my way. Finish it, hit it quick, yeah, I call it on the leg. Okay, 25 position, 25 day. What more can I say? That just 50 shades of J, same tone.
Freaking you is all that I've been thinking of.
Bobby, right. You did that.
Yes, he did it.
I like that song, though. I mean, of course, you know, the original. I don't even think that was the original, but Total's version of Kissing You. Loved it back then, so all he did was keep the melody.
Yes, indeed. That's actually one of my favorites of Total, definitely.
Right? Yep. Absolutely. Yes. Love that song.
Yes. All right, you guys. Let us know what you thought about that. Jahira, let's get into it, honey bun.
All right. Well, since we were just talking about Nicki Minaj, here we go. Mm. She just started her tour. Not sure if you guys know, she is touring. It's called the Pink Print Tour. And the first day was out in Dallas. And she was on stage with none other than her fiancé, Meek Mill. And apparently, I'm just going to read what it says. Minaj opened the North American leg of her tour on Friday. And this is what she did. Are y'all ready for this?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we ready.
Basically, they're just saying that she licked Meek Mill on stage, and she just started, like, making out with him, basically, right on the stage in front of everybody. So that's, like, the whole talk about the concert right now is what she did with Meek Mill on the stage.
Oh, okay. Nicki.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's like, this my boo thing, whatever. Y'all can do whatever. I'm going to do me, honey. So, yeah, that's how she kicked off her northern tour.
Wow.
So it wasn't a lot of excitement. Like, as far as this past week, it wasn't a lot of exciting news to really talk about, but a few things did stand out to me. And one of them was, we was all, you know, how big we are about health as well. How do you guys feel about caged chickens?
Wait, say that one more time.
Caged chickens. And I'm going to tell you, okay, this is where I'm going, okay. So basically, Brad Pitt, he didn't file a lawsuit or anything like that, but he put out a petition against Costco because Costco is basically the only company that's still selling, you know, their eggs and stuff from caged chickens. So that's one of the things that I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting, because he was saying, they're saying basically Whole Foods, most of the stores no longer are doing that to chickens because it basically keeps them caged so they're not able to walk and, you know, like do all the normal stuff that a regular chicken would. And this is just on that health kick. I was going to mention that earlier, but I was like, let me wait a little bit. But because it had to do with Brad Pitt, you know, it's like this big ordeal. So supposedly Costco said years ago that they were looking into it, but they weren't certain us to when. So right now what Brad is trying to do is get them to give him a date on when they will begin doing the whole no more caged chicken stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I don't know about you guys. I definitely watch what I eat. And
yeah.
And I actually was considering cage, but once I heard about all the stuff that it's doing to him, like, I'll stick with organic.
So, yeah, that's what, I guess that was what I was kind of thinking. So, like, with caged chickens, so, I mean, so what do they do or what's different about them or the, I guess, the purity of the meat?
That
chicken supposed to...
Yeah, that's a whole different subject because I have never, I haven't looked into deep on that part of it. From my understanding, but my opinion, my thought on it would be it just depends on, I guess, the company that's providing it and what they do. Because you can't,
right.
I'm thinking you could probably have a caged chicken and still have organic or still have regular, you know, produced chickens. So I don't know. Like, I just think it's, I'm thinking it's based on the company. I don't know for sure.
Right. That's a very deep.
But if everybody out there,
right.
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying that's what the only thing that would, like, throw me is, like, what are you doing to these caged chickens? Opposed to, you know, chickens that are not caged. And, you know, that would make me skeptical about what I'm purchasing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, if anybody out there that's listening to us now, definitely call us in and tell us because we definitely want to learn about this stuff. I'm definitely on this big news. Like, I really got to get back right because I feel like y'all think I'm joking, but I'm looking at myself and I feel like I'm gaining weight. And I ain't liking it. So that's one of the reasons why I'm going back to working out. And I want to eat right. So, in other news.
Well, I mean, they say they always have said it's what you put in your mouth, you know. So you got to watch what you eating and munching on, you know. It makes
right.
a difference. And
right.
You don't necessarily have to be 100% organic. But I think, you know, that does have a part to play in your nutrition and all that. You know, drinking
right.
lots of water.
That's true. And I was just thinking about that, too. I know I had I had sent over to you, Jahira, that girl's name from YouTube, Fully Raw Christina. Now, I'm not totally about living a complete fully raw life, but the benefits that you do get from, like, the fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that, and I think just more so kind of leaning towards your lean proteins, but of course we're talking about caged chicken, so that could be considered a lean protein, so you really have to watch that as well. But
that's the only meat I eat, chicken and turkey, and I'm actually trying really hard to cut out the chicken.
Yeah.
It's just been the toughest one to let go.
Do you do fish?
No, I get organic. I get organic chicken or eggs.
Yeah. What about, do you like seafood at all?
Oh, yeah. I eat fish. I eat fish and shrimp and fish and shrimp.
All that good stuff. Yep, I love
yeah. So, in other news, we'll take it now to the Northeast with Miss Rihanna. Apparently, she decided to make a fashion statement last night through New York City. Her and her bodyguard had an informal agreement, right? So it was like the wee hours. Rihanna basically, she just wanted to walk around in her pajamas. she casually was strolling through New York City in an open silk robe, and I mean, the pictures are all over, but it's this open silk robe. You can, it's like a see-through top, like bra kind of, and then, yeah, She's just wandering around the city with her bodyguard.
Really, Riri? You know.
It's a little fashion
statement. I think Rihanna be smoking that good stuff, you guys. And she just,
you already
like,
know.
Whatever. Whatever.
You already know. She's like, let me do me. I'm bored. Take a stroll.
Right. Wow.
All right. And then I don't know if you guys remember, but last week I mentioned this about Evelyn Lozada.
Yes.
I was saying that she was having complications. She was going to have her third. She was coming to have, or she was getting ready to have a third baby or third child. And she was pregnant. What happened was when she went to see the doctor in the first episode that showed this, she went to the doctors and they told her that the baby's hormone level had dropped. That they basically gave her a heads up, you're going to have a miscarriage because the baby won't survive based on the hormone levels it's on now. And she, of course, you know, like anybody else, you're going to try to see what can you do to change that. But there was no way to change it. And so in yesterday's episode on OWN, she woke up. She said she woke up early in the morning and she was just feeling, I guess, you know, the doctor, so I haven't seen the show, but I guess the doctor told her what feeling she would get, and she just got up early in the morning and she was devastated. She was feeling like some really, really bad cramps. And that's when she realized that the process had begun. And she ended up having a miscarriage. Poor lady. But she's been blessed because, you know, she's got a beautiful daughter. And then now she's got the son. So good for her on that. And I mean, I don't know. I definitely want to check out her show, though. It seems like she definitely did a 360. So.
Well, I am proud of Evelyn because, you know, she picked up a wine bottle in a minute, okay?
No, right? She ain't cracking nobody's head. She's doing her thing. And last, I almost forgot about this. So the 2015 Emmys are coming up. Did y'all hear about that?
No.
And, of course, you know, our girl has been nominated for Empire.
Yes.
Can you guess who?
Yes, indeed.
Who is it?
Tarashi.
You already know.
Yes, indeed.
She has been nominated.
I am so proud.
Yeah,
awesome.
She's doing her thing for sure. They all doing it. That show is incredible. That's an incredible, like, I love that show. That show and Power are actually my two favorites, in addition to Game of Thrones, but that's, like, a totally opposite of any of these two shows. But,
And I love that show. I think Empire is really good, but, you know, I've heard good and bad from people, and most of the bad is from ignorant, small-minded people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, grow up.
Sir Charles, right.
It's true. Thank I mean, you. That's the only thing that gets me with the African-American race. It's like every other race and culture can speak together. But African-Americans, it seemed like they want to bring each other down. It's like a crab in a bucket kind of mentality or something that's kind of different that they're not used to. And they're like, whoa. You know, I mean, I'm speaking on family members and people I know that's close to me. They say ignorant comments about the show, and I'm like, the show is touching on everything because everybody has a situation like that in a family, whether you want to talk about it or not.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But
and
it's
this
silly.
Is true.
That's why we have the Download Brothers because I mean people don't want to be themselves. They can't be themselves because they're scared of what their family and friends gonna say. I'm like, man. But yeah, the show is good. The show is awesome.
Oh, you seen it?
I'm talking about Empire. I haven't seen the
new
season, but I'm just speaking in general on. I like, you know, the show when it came out. I'm looking forward to the second season, and also I'm familiar with the guy who plays her son because he was in some LGBT movies that was like that came straight to DVD. So he's kind of known in that world. So I was kind of excited for him. And I didn't even know that he was a singer until I started watching the show. I'm like, wow, okay, that was a talent I didn't even know.
Oh, look at you. Keeping
awesome.
Serious.
Awesome.
You know
awesome.
What, guys? I know, well, we're still waiting for the caller to come in, right? So I just got to share this because this is interesting. This just came up. So apparently, the word is D.L. Hughley went in on Caitlyn Jenner in an interview.
Really?
Yep. In an interview, and guess with who?
Who?
TMZ. Who else?
I should have known.
So guess
right?
this. This is lie, right? So this is going to be interesting.
Oh, Lord.
The reasons why is because they're in talks of giving her, an ESPY award.
Really? So that's why he went in.
So look, this is hilarious. So TMZ asked Hughley, she is a beautiful woman, isn't she? And his reply was no.
Oh.
He said, in a missed out fire kind of way, stop it.
Jenner looks like
very PE teacher I've ever had. That's interesting. He insulted him basically. Because showing Jenner at the ESPYs and a picture of Robin Williams as his title character in Mrs. Doubtfire. Wow, he's doing something.
That is crazy.
People are always going to have something to say, whether you do good, bad, happy, sad, dead or alive. I mean, it don't matter. People are going to talk. So let them blankety blanks talk. You know, Jenner getting money.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. It's like DL
and
all these
doing the
people.
Thing.
It's like, you know. But hey, it's always interesting to hear.
So yeah,
the
they're just
that
talking.
Goes on
oh
with
no, I'm sorry. He was at the ESPY Awards. I'm sorry. Correction. It's actually gonna air, so y'all be able to watch this next Sunday. We'll be on the show, but it's gonna air next Sunday at 8 p.m. July 26th. Oh. So I don't know, maybe when we get off we'll be able to watch it.
Yeah,
I don't know if
he'll
be on yet or not, but yay.
Yeah,
so that's it for me in entertainment news officially.
All right, you guys. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and get into a quick break here. We are still waiting on our guest, Takara Hamilton, to call in with us, you guys. So we're going to go ahead and get into a track. As a matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and get into Takara's track that we have been playing here on Dollhouse Radio, so you guys can check this out. This is Takara featuring Young Dro with I'm Out. And when we come back, hopefully we will have our guest on the line with us. So you guys, again, this is Takara with Young Dro, featuring Young Dro with I'm Out.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shout
I'll let your boy.
Come get with Young Dro.
Best stay smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of paint.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stain. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jockin', but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't king in the boss.
And I said, yeah, was that cutie standing over there? I never seen you, but I'd be glad to meet you. Treat you to some things you like. Right then and there, I said to myself, mission accomplished, if I can fix myself. I just gotta be cool, lift my lips and pretty soon. After that, no doubt he's gonna tell his boy.
I'm out. I'm trying to get the mama to my house. I'm about to bounce. I done had a couple of drinks, and I'm about to get something started.
you guys. We are back. That was Takara Hamilton featuring Young Dro with I'm Out. And our guest is on the line. If you guys are just not tuning in, you're tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dow House Radio. Make sure if you have any questions, comments, you can call in right now to 646-595-4038. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-host on the line, celebrity talent manager Tahira and pro makeup artist and beauty ambassador for Chanel, Sir Charles. You guys, we have our caller on the line. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Miss Takara Hamilton. Hello.
Hey, Takara.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm sorry I was late on PT time, my bad.
That's okay. It's
all good.
That's cool, girl. We
hey,
understand. That's
called,
black folks.
Called.
Black folks time. We all run like that.
How you doing tonight, Takara?
I'm good. It is hot in the A, but I'm good.
Oof, girl, you know I know. I was just telling them about that air quality, whatever that thing is that came up. I don't know if you saw it, but they were saying there was a air quality alert. Never heard of it before.
It's like 90, 100, and then it's going too fast, I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be this hot right now.
It's
too
hot.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Takara, welcome to the show, hon. We're so happy to have you on. We have actually been spinning your track. I'm out for a while on the show. You are a Dow House Radio Spotlight artist, so we are super excited to have you on. You're welcome. You are welcome.
Thank
and you
so
you
much.
Have... you have quite a little resume, too. I was like, yes, go ahead, Takara. So go ahead, because I know there's a lot of people, you know, listening in and wanting to know about you. So are you originally from Atlanta?
No, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised.
Okay.
I've been in Atlanta for a couple of years now, so that's what I came here for, to do my music. So I'm in the A.
Yeah, ATL shouted.
Oh, look, yeah, that's her. She's in the A, too.
I had some people on my Facebook that were super excited. So those folks that were super excited about having her on our show, y'all better call in,
646-595-4038. Yeah, call
exactly.
In.
Exactly.
If you ask me, I'll tell you what you need to know.
Right. I heard that. I like her already.
Yeah, they were repping. They were like, Milwaukee in the house. I'm like, okay. They know.
Yeah. Milwaukee, I love my hometown. They represent girls. They've been supporting me, you know, ever since I left. Of course, you got a couple of haters.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Of course.
They motivate us, though.
Right.
Yep, they are. They keep going.
So how long have you been doing music, Takara? I know that you not only sing, but you also write.
I've been singing since I was a little girl. You know, I grew up in church, but I was singing around the community, you know, like in the Boys and Girls Club and all of that type of stuff. So I just been singing since then, and then when I got old enough to be around some people, the first time I came to Atlanta, I was just here to visit, and then I was able to meet, you know, Jagged Edge, and then I was able to hang around Sierra for a little while. I actually didn't know what it took, you know, to become a star, an artist, you know, so I had to learn about everything that I needed to do, so that was kind of like my homework. So ever since then, you know, I just took what I learned and applied it. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm here.
Right. Awesome. So I know, Miss Entertainment over here, Jahira, I know you have some questions that you're probably dying to ask.
So, I mean, is there like anybody, any particular artist that you look up to that made you, you know what I mean, like got you into the whole singing thing? Any inspiring artists?
Yeah, well, growing up, of course, it was, you know, Patti LaBelle, Stephanie Mills, and, you know, then getting into it more as the years went by, you know, Destiny's Child, Monica, Lil Mo, all those people. But right now, Beyonce is my girl. That's why I do my homework. I don't want to, you know, be like her or anything, but, you know, she go hard. And I don't know how she made it or whatever happened, but I want to go hard like that. And, you know, I just watch her. She's just an entertainer. She's great. Can I say Kay, please? Sorry.
Yes, she is.
She's just, you know, just motivation, and she's beautiful. And I wish I could get to know her a little better. So, you know, I just watch as much as I can just to, you know, do more homework and just apply that to Takara music. Yep.
Right.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I see myself being the entrepreneur that I'm working to be. My foundation, which is called Little O' Me, and I'm doing the launch for that this month, actually. And it focuses on teenage girls or, you know, amputees or kids that's, like, sickly, you know, stuff like that. I love kids. So, you know, that's what I'm doing that for. And just for my music to be all over the world. And just for everybody to know who I am and be the businesswoman that I want to be and make an impact on the world.
Nice. That's anybody awesome. That you would like to collab with? I know you've done a few already. But anybody in particular, I'm thinking I already know who, but I don't know.
You said what now?
I'm thinking that I already know who, anyone that you would like to collab with.
I mean, all the hot guys. You know, I like all the music that I listen to now. So, you know, anybody that I feel like I bring something to the table, that was sort of, anybody that I feel like, you know, we can get together and create great music. I don't discriminate against anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really would like to do something with Miley Cyrus or Taylor Swift or T.I. or... like right now, people like Rich Homie Quan, you know, like stuff like that. So it takes time to be able to do stuff like that. And
right.
So I'm just building so that I could get up with those people and be able to, you know, break bread with them and make the situation what it needs to be.
Right.
Awesome.
Now, I saw that you had some special events coming up. It's this weekend, right?
Yeah, my birthday is coming up, and so I'm having a dinner party, and then, like I said, the launch of my nonprofit organization, that's the day after. And just, you know, bringing more awareness to Takara. But the big thing is the launch of my foundation. Like, I'm very excited about that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, it's good that you always got to give back. That's for sure.
You always have to give back, and I'm happy that I'm able, you know, to do that. I'm so happy that I'm able to do that. It's a good feeling.
Good for you.
And it's from the heart, you know what I mean?
Right. That's awesome, Takara. So, Sir Charles, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask?
Well, Jahira already, you know, pretty much some of the questions I was going to ask.
She stole all the questions.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's okay.
So,
ask me anything you want to ask me. What do you want to ask me?
Yeah, but I'll have to check out. Do you have a CD out or anything? I didn't get a chance to get on the internet and, like, see what songs and stuff you had out there. But do you have, a CD out or...
Right now, I have, like, two singles on iTunes. One of them is Just Like You, and the new single is called All In.
Yeah, that's what you're going to hear very soon, you guys.
All In. And you can go to my YouTube and my website. Everything is on there. Okay, I'm going to get you. Everything is on there. The videos,
I did the remix to the Tuesday, Going Up on a Tuesday. And what else is on there? I just did another song with a friend of mine here. His name is Bankhead. It's called Love Me Not. That video is up. I just did that maybe like a week ago. It's a lot of stuff up there. It's a couple of things up there. But there's like three videos up there. Other things are just like live performances, places where I've been, and stuff like that.
So we okay. do have, like, we do have two of the music videos, you guys. We're going to have those up on the Dial House Radio website so you guys can check it out. Yes. And we're also going to have on the website information about the annual Takara Music Weekend. So we'll have that posted as well on the website. You guys will be able to check
that
out.
I'm
going
to try to make that. I'm going to try to make Thursday night. The only thing is I have something I have to go to, but it's from 7 to 9. So I'm going to try to make it, but on Thursday. And then I'm leaving Friday to Cali, so I'll be gone the weekend. So I'm going to try to make Thursday night at least. Huh?
I said you should take me with you.
Come on. It is your birthday.
Right.
Right. What's that? No, but I am going to try to make it because, I definitely want to meet you in person. I'm right here, so it'd be awesome.
That would be amazing for me. I would really appreciate it.
Yep, that's awesome. So, since we were talking about All In, you guys, we do have that track. So,
what?
We're going to go ahead.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and play that track for you guys. So, Tara, I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it.
Okay, this your girl Takara Hamilton on Dial House Radio. They're about to play my new single. It's called All In, and I hope everybody's all in.
All right, y'all. All in. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Slicks, Amsterdam. Amsterdam.com.
All in. You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're born to know. If you are my love, I got it for you.
You gotta be all in. You wanna be, cause I'm all in.
Love, you're
sure to be with me.
All in. Give you all my love, I got it for you.
All in.
Best in quality beats
today. I hope
today.
To be forever. Forever and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart. I know I never gotta worry about you hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're to know. Boy,
you gotta be all this.
Let me know if you wanna be, cause I'm
all this.
Let me know if you're sure to be with me.
All this. If you are my love, I got it for you.
All this.
Best in quality beats today.
Love it. We are back.
That was
Takara Hamilton with All In. Love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. Love it. Yes, ma'am.
All about, you know, love or experiences or the way that I would handle myself in a relationship or, you know, just thinking about love and stuff like that. I'm not a male basher or nothing like that. I uplift women and it's all my emotions. My music is just all my emotions, no matter if I'm in that situation or not, whatever comes to mind, because I know that somebody else is probably going through that or don't know a way to express their feelings without it, well, a woman, without it being so emotional or us being, you know, with reacting with our feelings and stuff like that. Like, it's just about communication, communicating with your significant other. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Well, we are super excited that you came through and talked to us, Takara, and I love All In. We will definitely have that track in rotation.
Please do,
here.
So they can hear that.
Yes. And
everybody wants somebody to be all in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all it's about.
Isn't that
you
the truth?
You all in or you out?
Right, because there's so many that's like half in, 1 foot, one toe in, and
right.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, Takara, go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you on social media and your website and everything.
Okay, so the website, of course, is the www. TakaraMusic.com. My Instagram is @HeartMusic7. I think I have like 3 Facebook pages. I'm sorry, you guys, because I've over exceeded the limit of the people that I can accept. So, but everything is Takara Hamilton or Takara Music. My YouTube is Ms. Hamilton 1. And that's about it. But if you just Google it, Takara, which is T-O-C-A-R-R-A, last name Hamilton, you should know about the Hamiltons because he owned the money. So everything, you know, is based on, you know, Takara Hamilton or Takara Music. But go to my Instagram, please. I'm trying to get my followers back. I don't know what's going on with Instagram, but my Instagram is @HeartMusic7. I'm Instagram crazy. And I'm going to post that I just got off the radio, Dahas Radio, did my interview. And then, you know what I'm saying, just check me out. I'll be in a hood near you or a city near you.
That's what's up.
So wait, what did you say your Instagram is?
HeartMusic7.
Oh, there's a Takara Hamilton. Got it. Good to know.
All right. Yes, ma'am. We want to thank you so much for coming through and talking with us today, Takara. We're going to have your music in rotation, and we will have information about your music event on the website. Also, we will have your video posted as well. I'll be tweeting you guys so you know all the information. And also, we'll be tweeting out the link to the show tonight so people can, they can go back whenever they want to and listen to the interview. And you guys make sure, yes, you guys make sure you check out this artist, Miss Takara Hamilton. Thank you so much, hon.
No, I think
yes, thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thanks for coming on.
I don't want to hang up because I love my job, but I'll see y'all. Thank y'all so much. I greatly appreciate you, for real, for real.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
No problem.
You too. All right. Boom, girl,
take
power.
Care. And happy birthday.
Holla back. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Happy birthday. See ya.
Birthday turn up. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. If you missed the interview, you guys are going to have to check it out. That was Takara Hamilton, Dollhouse Radio Spotlight indie artist. We just listened to her track, All In. It will be in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, so make sure you check that out. And we have actually come to the close of our show. So we got like 2 minutes left, you guys, and we want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. We had a little bit of everything going on. Big shout out to make sure you guys tune in every Sunday evening. We are trying to bring you, you know, more independent music artists. There are a lot out there. And if you want to get on the show, you want your music in rotation, make sure that you send your music, your bio, your photo to beautyinbeatsdhr@gmail.com. That's beauty, the letter N, beatsdhr@gmail.com. Send in your track. We will review it and let you know when it, you know, if it gets submitted for rotation on the show. So you guys definitely send your tracks in, and, you know, you could be the next guest on here. So you can hit us up on Twitter at @beautyandbeatsdhr. You can follow me on Twitter. And I will let Jahira and Sir Charles give out their information. I'll let you go ahead, Jay.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at IAM, Jahira, JAHAIRA, or Instagram. It's the same deal. It's IAM _ Jahira, JAHAIRA.
All right, and you can get me on Instagram and Twitter at Makeup by Sir.
All right, you guys. Well, we have come to the close of the show. Make sure you tune in next Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dollhouse Radio. Get your weekly dose of beauty, fashion, health, music, culture. We have it all here on Dollhouse Radio. So tune in next Sunday. We will see you guys. We are out.
Deuces.
See ya.
All right.
Look. I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me. These are all my confessions, man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Nigga was off for a sec, now it's back to me. Nigga, you mad at me. This ain't what I want, man, this what it had to be. This is LA night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just got it, thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I
I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
look,
feel blessed.
I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man.
It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear I'll be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals managed to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes, no life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.